Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're personal injury lawyers. We're the firm of Bell and Pollock. We're here to talk to you about a personal injury topic. We come to you every single Sunday on this station at the same time to talk to you about legal topics. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, or maybe the exposure you have, if you are hurt as a result of the negligence of another, things you need to think about in your daily lives for you and your family. I've said many times, and I continue to say, that the most dangerous thing most of us do every single day is drive a car or ride in a car. That's where we have the biggest danger. That's where we have to be careful about what happens. And that's how where we have to be prepared to deal with the injury if we experience it. We are the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been around since 1985. We've been in the Denver metropolitan area. We also have offices in Greenwood Village. We have offices in Steamboat Springs. We have offices in Denver. If you need to have a case done anywhere else, we've traveled throughout the entire state to carry out cases on behalf of injured persons to recover for them. You can reach us at 303-795-5900 or at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We have experienced lawyers who have been practicing law for well over 20 and 30 years who have been carrying, and when I say practicing law, they've been carrying out their practice in the personal injury area, taking care of people who have been hurt as a result of the negligence of another. If you've been hurt, you need to come see us. You need to talk to us about your legal game plan. We put together legal game plans. It's different for each person, but we'll talk to you about how you want to approach your case. You can discuss whether or not you want to approach it and whether or not you want to hire a lawyer right then. If you do, we hope you'll hire us. If you don't, then you can talk to us about making sure that on the preliminary negotiations or when you go talk to an insurance company, you don't do something that's going to damage your case forever. We usually will not advise that you should be carrying out your case alone. You need to have a game plan. You need to have experienced lawyers helping you. When you get hurt in an accident or when you get hurt by the negligence of another, you're going to face and you're going to have experienced adjusters who are going to talk to you. They're going to take your statement. They're going to get information from you, a great deal of that information they shouldn't be able to get. That's why you need lawyers, not letting them have it. You're going to have a number of adjusters who they have access to other lawyers to help them. They've been trained. They have access to doctors who get paid millions of dollars to help and protect the insurance companies. And when you're dealing with these people, you have to understand that you don't know the ins and outs of a personal injury case, and you'll put yourself at risk. We know there are a number of choices you can make when you watch TV and listen on the radio about lawyers and law firms who talk about their great results and talk about what they've done. Gary and I have been together. Like I said, we've been together for over 30 years. I can guarantee you we've had great results. We continue to have great results. We take care of our clients, as do the other lawyers in our office. But we feel what's important is you understand what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with and the things you need to do initially, things you can do to protect yourself. So yes, this is a form of advertising and a form of asking for your business, but it's also one of education rather than simply getting on and having people give you all sorts of ads of how great they are and telling you about their great clients and great results and then saying you should come see them. You need to think about what you're doing. This is an important decision. Bob, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brad.
It's nice to have you here. But today we're going to talk about carpooling or ride sharing. This goes on all the time, not just at this time of the year, but it heightens at this time of the year because we start with back to school and with the kids going back to school. A lot of you are ride sharing or carpooling with neighbors' kids, with other school people, with other school friends. When you start doing that and you're driving other kids or your kids are getting in a car with someone else, there's certain things you need to consider about liability and about protection of those people that you're giving a ride to and those people that are driving your children back and forth to school, and what kind of protections there are. And Bob, it's not really a simple topic. It's got some things you have to consider, doesn't it?
It sure does, Brad. I wish we had more carpooling, because this morning getting down here to the studio, if we had fewer cars in the road because people were carpooling, it would have been a big help. But you know, you don't really know when you put your kid in someone else's car, how much insurance they have, about the quality of the, you know, who's driving the car, and you know, things like, what if you get injured? What if the person driving the car is in a car accident? Are you covered by their medical pay coverage and the insurance policy? Do they have enough insurance to cause an accident? You know, in Colorado, the minimum limits are $25,500. What that means is $25,000 per person, $50,000 for the total accident. What if you're carpooling with somebody? Your son, you know, you give your son a car and he drives to the high school, picks up three or four of his buddies, he gets in a car accident. Is $25,000 or $50,000 for an accident when there's four or five people, if the driver caused an accident, enough? You know, what if you don't have insurance? What if, you know, we don't know what our neighbors, if they have medical insurance. We had some friends that were starting a new business and they didn't have insurance for some period of time. You know, what if that person got in a car accident? What would have happened? How would he pay his medical bills? How would he gotten care? It's a real problem, Brad.
So those of you who are in a ride-sharing situation, whether it be adults who are doing it for work, and, you know, remember, like Bob said, there's encouragement to ride in groups. You know, our high-occupancy lanes are now talking about having three people in the car rather than two. They encourage you to get extra people in the car. They encourage people to have the kids ride with other kids. You're getting kids who are just now turning of the age and have the necessary driving time to be able to drive other students around. So you know, it's a good question you ask when you start asking it is, do you know how much insurance that person has that's picking up your child? Do you know how much insurance that person has that you're climbing into the car with? And if they do have insurance, let's say you in August, you all got together and said, let's look at the policies. And how many of you have done that? I would wonder, if you're sitting there right now, Bob, what do you think the percentage is of people who have actually said to other drivers in the carpool or other drivers who are driving their kids, do you have insurance? And if so, how much?
My kids are not at that age anymore in college, but when I was, you know, my son was going to high school, he'd pick up some buddies. We never talked to them and said, hey, by the way, does your friend Jack's parents, do they even have enough insurance to protect you if you get in a car accident? I don't think you do. I mean, have you ever thought about having people sign a waiver? I mean, there's all sorts of things that we put our children, our kids, even as adults, in someone else's car, but we don't even know necessarily their ability to drive, their experience in the road, you know, if they have proper coverages. I mean, it was just crapshoot unless we ask, but are you going to do that?
Right.
Maybe we should.
I bet, Bob, it, 1 out of 1,000 at best has actually looked at the other persons that are driving their kids and said, and just looked at them and said, do you have insurance and how much is it? I'll bet 1 out of 1,000 at best. And I'll bet all of you sitting there can look and say you haven't done it. And I'll bet the majority of you that are listening to this show right now would say, well, that would be so awkward. That would be so difficult to look at Mrs. Jones, who is driving her own kids and my kids to school, and ask her, well, what insurance do you have and how much do you have? And you would you feel, if you're listening to the listener, would you feel it to be awkward or out of place if you were putting Mrs. Jones' children into your car, if Mrs. Jones walked up to you and said, tell me how much insurance you got. Let me see your insurance card. Let me see that you have insurance.
You know, we put more emphasis on material things. You know, if you were to ship all your household goods in a truck across country, you'd want to see the policy to make sure that if something happened to the truck, if you got in an accident, your goods got damaged. Here we put our kids, our most prized possessions, in a car with somebody that sometimes we hardly know. We don't really know our kids' parents very well, usually. We don't have an opportunity to really speak with them. But we put we're more worried about our possessions than our children. I think it's a good question. I think we should ask our...
Well, you know, amazingly enough, you bring up a good topic, Bob. But we put our kids in a car with Miss Jones or Mr. Jones, and we've never even ridden with them. We don't even know how they drive. We haven't the slightest idea how they operate their vehicle. We don't have the slightest idea if they're paying attention when they drive, if they're not, if they use their cell phone, if they text, if they watch the kids, if they turn on the radio, if they listen to the radio and sing songs, if they eat or drink while they drive. And some of this isn't wrong. If you do it, don't think I'm chastising you because you do these things. I will chastise you if you text and drive. I will very much chastise you on that. But we put our kids in these cars, and we've never even ridden with these people to see what their driving habits are. And and like Bob said, if we were going to be sending our goods across the country or sending our property somewhere else and having a professional company with professional drivers come drive, we'd be wanting to know what their records are and make sure they have a good driving history and make sure they're okay. So it's something you have to think about, and you have to think about protection. Now, we're going to take a break, and over this break, I want you to think about two things. I want you to think about at what age do people riding in the back seat have to wear a seatbelt by law in Colorado? And at what age do people riding in a car have to be in a child restraint seat in the state of Colorado? Think about that. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back, and we'll talk to you about those areas. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. We are personal injury lawyers. We will take on and handle your personal injury case. We will help you if you've been hurt to get fair and appropriate compensation. You can contact us at 303-795-5900 or at championsofthepeople.com or at bellpollock.com. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio. We're coming back from the break. You can contact us at bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com, or at 303-795-5900. Gary and I started our law firm in the 1980s. We've been together that long, over 30 years. We have been practicing in the state of Colorado, the Denver metropolitan area, and throughout the entire state. We've been doing it for that long as partners. We have an experienced group of lawyers working with us. We will handle your personal injury case. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of others and you need help, you should contact us immediately. And basically, if you've been hurt, you really should contact us. Get a legal game plan. Talk to us on the phone. See if you need to come in and talk to us. We're here to help you. We want to help you, and we've been doing it long enough. We can most definitely get you great results, and get you on your way to being fully compensated. So we're talking about what you do when your kids are getting in the carpool arrangements, or when you're in a carpool arrangement. And I asked all of you a couple of questions, and the first one is I asked you, at what age do you have to wear a seatbelt regardless of where you are in the car? Okay, and it's kind of a trick statement because in the front seat, we know what that answer is. By law, everyone has to wear a seatbelt if you're in the front seat of the car. That's it, period. Now let's talk about in the back seat of the car. And at what age do you have to wear a seatbelt?
18.
Actually, anyone under the age of 18, but you're right on, Bob. And I like your security to make sure even if they're 18, have them put a seatbelt on. So if you're driving around a bunch of teenagers to go out to Cherry Creek High School or Dakota Ridge High School or Columbine High School or Mullen or Regis or Valor Christian or whatever, or if you have your kids driving people to some of these high schools, and please forgive me if I didn't mention your particular high school, but if you don't have them going to one of those high schools, I mean, if you're driving a child to that high school and they're under the age of 18, I don't care if they're in the back seat or not, they have to wear a seatbelt. By law in the state of Colorado, tell them to put a seatbelt on. That's the first thing. Now, what age are we talking about that a child has to be in a child restraint seat? And that's for those of you who are helping to drive kids of lower classes into the grade schools, into other schools. And I'll save you the brain damage on that, Bob. It's under age 8. Okay? If you're under age 8, you must be in a child restraint seat. So if you're going to be picking up the neighbor's kids or your friend's kids and they're under the age of 8, you've got to get them. You have to have child restraint seats for them. Get them in a child restraint seat. And if you're a parent whose kids are going to be in the car and they're going to ride with the person, I think it's appropriate you ask them, don't you?
Sure. I mean, you got to have that car seat available.
If you're walking your kids out to the car, and you see there's no restraint seat for them, and they're supposed to be using one, you pretty much got to say, well, let's wait until you get restraint seats, or lend them yours. Lend them yours so they can use it. So, that's the first issue. Now, the second issue we come up with is protection for your children and protection for yourself if you're riding in a carpool. And there's the number one protection that I think everybody talks about, and that's if you're going to have your kids riding in a car with someone, if you're going to be riding in a car with someone, and even if you ask them about their insurance when they first put together the arrangement, remember, bills have to be paid. A lot of insurance bills are paid on a monthly basis. And if somebody misses that month or doesn't get the payment made, whether they can afford it or not, but just doesn't get the payment made, that insurance is gone. And I can't tell you how many times in my office I've had people walk in and we found that the person who caused the accident had no insurance because they hadn't paid their premium for that month and they had forgotten, or they thought the other spouse had paid it, or something went wrong, or they were changing insurance and they didn't get it changed in time and they had no insurance. So there's a way to protect yourself, and that's uninsured and underinsured motorists. And Bob, explain to everybody what that is.
Well, Brad, the underinsured motorist policy is probably the most important part of your whole auto insurance coverage program. What it does is if the person that does not have insurance or person doesn't have enough insurance to pay for your injuries, then the uninsured motorist cover insurance agent or company is supposed to step in the shoes of the person, the tortfeasor, the person who caused the accident. So in other words, if the person agent has no insurance, then the uninsured motorist coverage is the first party contract between you and your insurance company to protect you. They're going to pay for your losses. You pay for your injuries.
Okay, so let's boil it down a little bit, Bob. My kids are going to ride with you to school. You're going to take your kids and my kids to school, and you have a policy of $25,000 coverage per person, but $50,000 total. And you get in an accident with a person who causes the accident, who has no insurance and also has a 2550 policy. Are my kids that I put in your car, and let's say I have $1 million worth of uninsured motorist coverage, are my kids entitled to that coverage that I have, even though they're in your car and they were in an accident by someone else?
If you have the coverage, you will be covered.
Okay, and when you say I will be covered, I'm not.
Your kids will be covered too. I mean, your family, your direct relatives would be covered.
Okay.
And sometimes, Brad, let's say you have another policy. It could be someone in the household has another policy.
All right.
We can stack all these policies together. We haven't gotten to what stacking means. That you can, if you have multiple policies, you can stack them on top. So if you have a policy worth $100,000 and another policy worth another $100,000, you might have $200,000 worth of coverage. Or you have a liability balloon in your house that has uninsured motorist coverage. All these things are there to protect you and also your family.
Okay.
You get in a car accident.
Now let's talk a little bit about MedPay. What's MedPay, Bob? And how do I make sure my kids, when they're riding with you and when you're in an accident with someone else, when my car's in the car, how do I make sure my kids have MedPay? And what is MedPay?
Well, MedPay is medical coverage, which means that you purchase a lump sum of money from your insurance company to pay for the medical care up to a limit. Generally, it's $5,000 is the minimum in Colorado, unless you waive it, for all the passage in your car. But also, you know, if you, let's say the person doesn't have MedPay, you as an individual may have MedPay in your own policy, which probably would cover your kids, your family, in their car. You know, the way I look at it is $5,000 minimum MedPay coverage is not going to get you anywhere. That's an ambulance ride and maybe an x-ray at the hospital.
You know? But the bottom line is, folks, you have to understand, my kids are in Bob's car. Bob's driving the car. He has no insurance for some reason. He gets in an accident with somebody who has no insurance. How do I make sure my kids are protected? I can protect my own children, my own family, by having my own MedPay. Or my wife having MedPay and being a resident relative of the household. It's got to be a resident relative. So if we're separated or divorced, it's not going to count. But if my wife has the policy, or a resident relative is, or I have the policy, and I have the $5,000 in MedPay, or 10 or 15 or 20 because I bought more, and I have the underinsured motorist coverage, I have my children protected.
Your children would, well, up to the limit of the insurance. The way I look at this MedPay, I try to get as much MedPay as possible. And, you know, some insurance companies, most write up to $10,000, maybe up to $25,000. Occasionally you find, you know, some companies write up to $50,000 or $100,000 in MedPay coverage. I look at it as, if I'm in an accident, I want to make sure the people in my car are protected.
And try and get as much underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage as possible.
Sure. I mean, but I'm talking about those people. Like, let's say my son's friends ride in the car, and I have no idea what, you know, the parents have any medical insurance. And, you know, I feel obligated if my son's driving or I'm driving, that I protect them in some respect. But my main goal is to protect my own family. I'm going to do that by buying as much MedPay coverage as I can get and, you know, pumping up that uninsured motorist coverage.
And let's talk about if you're the driver. Now, Bob, I'm putting my kids in your car. Can you guarantee me that your insurance policy is going to cover my kids?
My insurance policy?
Yes. When you're driving, I'm putting them in your car. You're going to drive them to school. Can you get in an accident? Can you guarantee me that the insurance you have is going to offer protection for my children?
Well, my uninsured motorist coverage should cover all the passengers in the car.
And if you're negligent, if you cause the accident, can my kids, can I recover?
If I'm negligent, then my liability insurance, you know, the passengers could go after my liability insurance, but only to the limit of my insurance. So if I only carry the minimum limits in this example, and we're talking about, Brad, you would have to have uninsured motorist coverage to protect yourself and your family.
So here's what the story is. If I'm going to put Bob's kids in my car and drive, and I want to make sure they're protected, I need to have liability insurance. I need to have underinsured motorist coverage. I need to have liability insurance in case I'm negligent. I need to have underinsured motorist coverage in case the other person's negligent. I want Bob to have that kind of coverage. And the first place I'm going to start, if I'm going to start driving Bob's kids to school, or if I'm going to have Bob carpool with me to work, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my insurance agent and I'm going to explain the situation. If I'm getting money, I'm going to explain I'm getting the money. If I'm getting something of value, I'm going to explain I'm getting something of value. I'm going to put it in writing to my insurance agent. I'm going to say, you make sure that I've got everybody covered in my car. I think it's a minimum of what you want to do.
But you know, one thing, you know, we're always talking about maybe my car, or your car, you know, we're involved in a one car or two car accident. You know, you could be involved in a multi-car accident, or you could cause a multi-car accident, and insurance be divided up amongst all these people. I mean, don't assume that, you know, if someone had 50 or 100, which means $50,000 per coverage per person, $100,000 per accident, in a multi-car accident, you could have 5-6 people. And you have to divide that money amongst all those people. There's just not enough money there. If you're really severely injured, you got to protect yourself. And Brad was saying, you got to get that uninsured motorist coverage.
It's not very valuable. It's not very much. You've got to make sure you have it. So what's the number one thing I want you to do? If you're in a carpool arrangement, I want you to go to your own insurance agent. I want you to eventually put this in writing, and I want to make sure you have protection for your family or yourself getting in the other person's car, and that if you're driving, you have protection for those people getting in your car. Make sure you have it. Make sure they understand what you're doing. Make sure as permissive users and as people in the car and on a carpooling arrangement, and when you come within the guest definition, A lot of stuff I'm throwing at you. You may want to make sure you've got it covered. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. You can reach us at 303-795-5900, bellpollock.com, or championsofthepeople.com. We want to protect you. We want to help you. We are personal injury lawyers. If you've been hurt or if you know someone who's been hurt and needs help, please give us a call. Let us put together a legal game plan for you. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio. Bob, we've been talking about carpooling. We've been talking about multiple people in the car. If you were going to give your last bit of advice to somebody as they're putting together this kind of arrangement or involved in it, what would you tell them?
You know, I tell them, don't be embarrassed to talk to your children's friends' parents about carpooling or driving with teenage drivers or even with the parents. You need to go out there and make sure your family's protected. You know, our kids are our most precious gift we ever have. And would you put we need to find out if we're protected. We need to find out how the kids are driving. We need to make sure our kids are seat belted. You know, they always say click before you start driving. We need to get our kids thinking about that. And, you know, the biggest thing, Brad, protect yourself, protect your family, and protect your friends, you know.
And if you've been injured in an accident, if you know somebody who has been, or the result negligence of another, if you've been a victim of a slip and fall or any kind of injury that may be the result of the negligence or carelessness of another, contact us. Call Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900, or contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you with a game plan and get you down the right road. We appreciate being able to come into your homes and into your car and talking to you every single Sunday morning. We're going to be back next Sunday with another personal injury topic. If you have any questions, give us a call. And until then, y'all stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Drive safe.